USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Back to a Category 2 storm. Hurricane Sally is coming ashore near the Alabama-Florida state line. With 105-mile-an-hour winds, Orange Beach, Alabama City Administrator Ken Grimes says they're getting a lot of emergency calls from people who failed to evacuate, but most responses will have to wait until the worst of the storm is over.
You're talking 3 to 4 feet of water. You cannot see where the roads are. A lot of the mailboxes are gone on the streets.
The storm is expected to linger over the region through today and perhaps into tomorrow and could bring between 20 and 30 inches of rain to some locations. Wildfires continuing out west. One of them in Los Angeles County is now burning within 500 feet of the historic Mount Wilson Observatory in the San Gabriel Mountains just north of Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have since I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump predicting great things ahead in the Middle East as he hosted a White House signing ceremony yesterday for new accords that normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, laying out some of the policy changes coming after the shooting in March of Breonna Taylor during a no-knock raid. Mayor Greg Fisher says those changes include requiring a commanding officer to approve and review all search warrants that are requested. Smoke from the western wildfires have been choking folks in the west now for weeks, but now that smoke has reached the east coast. Meteorologists say clouds over places like Virginia and Maryland are actually wildfire smoke that had traveled thousands of miles from those western fires. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner. USA's John Hunt has details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A TV personality is trying to cash in on the debates by trying to get one of his own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?"
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.